We're in the middle of Siman Lamed Beis, and we left off in the middle of Seif Yud Ches. It's a long Seif, so let's pick it up from the middle of Seif Yud Ches. So we said, Imnogu Ragle Hahe V'Hakuf Bagag Yigro HaRegel V'Yachser V'Yichtevenu. So we had this problem we spoke about last time, is that you're not allowed to be machshir a letter by scraping off part of the letter. So here, in this case, we have an example of a hay. The hay has like what looks like a resh, and then it has a little leg on the bottom left. Same thing with a kuf. A kuf has what, slightly different kind of cuff, or something like that, and then it has a long leg on the bottom left-hand side. So let's say, in those cases, the bottom left leg extended up till it's touching the top. So look, the hay looks much more like a ches. The kuf doesn't really look like anything. That's kosher, but the leg is tongue. So there, says the Mechaber, you have to scrape off the entirety of the leg and rewrite the entire thing, because otherwise you would be machsher it by chok tochos. You would be scraping it out to create a new letter, and the letter was not written behechsher, and therefore you can't do that. Now, in terms of let's just go a little further in the Mechaber. Ve'ein tzarich ligrur kol ha'os ki agag kedin nichtav. You don't have to erase the entire letter because the right part of the other part of the letter was written correctly, meaning it's supposed to be written in two different parts. So the part that you wrote for the top of the hay and the top of the kuf, that was correct. It was just the extra leg that you did wrong, so you have to scrape off the whole extra leg. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah here discusses in Pei Gimel, what if it's barely touching, Gechur Asara. So there, a kid who would read it correctly. He knows that it's clearly a kuf or a hay, not a ches or something else. So he's not going to have that problem. Still, Mishnah Berurah paskins, it doesn't make a difference. It's puzzle because that's not the tsura of the os. The tsura of the os is that they don't touch. But in the Bir Halacha, he's a very long piece here in the Bir Halacha, Diramaschil Ragle Hahei. So here he mentions in passing that when it comes to Sefer Torah, so that's not the case. When it comes to Sefer Torah, if it was a problem where the kuf and the hay were touching a tiny bit, to the extent that a kid would still read them correctly, you would not put away a Sefer Torah, because there you can be mitzdar of the sheet of the Rambam that you're allowed to lean from a puzzle Sefer Torah to begin with, meaning a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter or has a puzzle letter. So the Rambam paskins it's kosher, even l'charchila, and we paskin it's puzzle l'charchila, but once we already took it out, we wouldn't put it back. Once we already lane from it, we wouldn't say that we weren't yotzi the laning b'diavad, meaning if you find a psul in the Sefer Torah in the middle of the laning, so you don't have to say we have to start laning it over again from the first aliyah. You're allowed to be yotzi the laning b'diavad, which you already did, and then you put it back and take out a new one. So saying here, since there are some poskim who say that if it's only touching Gechur Asara, that's considered enough of the Tzur of the Os, if a kid would read it correctly, so you wouldn't put the Sefer Torah back B'Shas Ma'as. You continue reading it on the smach that you're technically allowed to use a puzzle Sefer Torah. But we don't have that heter when it comes to tefillin, and therefore you would have to erase the letter and rewrite that part of the letter, the bottom left regel of the kuf or the hay. Okay, going forward in the Mechaber now. Imnoga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef. Opnei ha'alef b'panim b'gag shetachtea, posel. Ve'in takana b'grira lahafrida, dehavik yechok tochos. So the same problem now, we have the aleph. The aleph is basically a slanty line with two yuds, one coming from the top right-hand side and touching it with a little bit of a tail on the yud. It's not the goof of the yud that touches the slanty line, rather it's the tail of the yud. And similarly, you have on the bottom a reverse yud where there's a little tail that touches the line in the aleph as well. So if the actual body of those yuds touches the body of the aleph, the slanty line, that's possible, right? You have to only be this little foot at the edge of the yud. That's what's supposed to be touching this main body of the yud. And therefore, we automatically passel the aleph, and we have to scrape it off. Right, this Mishnah Berurah in Pei Vav says you can't touch it. You can only touch it with the tiny little regel that's at the end of it, and therefore you have to scrape it off and rewrite the yud that you did. Right, you have to. And so in Pei Tes he writes that you have to scrape off the entire regel, and it's not enough to It's not enough to scrape off a little bit so it doesn't look like a yud anymore, because the entire thing was written in a puzzle way. So and he says that's, you know, either way, if it's the top yud or the bottom yud that's touching it, so you have to scrape off the entire yud and rewrite it. Okay, you have to read the Mishnah Berurah there to see exactly why this is, but he says you have to scrape off the entire thing.